This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Which NFL player do you think is washed last night?
Brett Maher.
Not Brett Maher. Last night you saw a bad, bad game out of Philip Rivers, and it's not getting any better for him right now, man. And at this point, do you think that he is a washed-up NFL player?
This is going to become the flashpoint right here from the 936. Am I a hater if I say Zeke?
Wow. I will say, and I'm interested to know if Jeff will be honest with this or if he's going to lie about it. How much of it is Zeke? How much of it is the way that they presented their run game? So can I say that is maybe the run game?
There's no time for reasonable opinions.
No, we didn't reason on
it. I demand: are they washed or not?
I want to be fair and balanced on this show, Kevin.
Oh, politics!
No, it's not.
It's a fair and balanced masterpiece.
Fair and balanced sports talk. All right, that's perfectly acceptable. We can do that here. We can. We don't have to be a shocking opinion guy all the time. Right?
Oh, man. Right. I already put my shocking opinion out there in the world, and it's Todd Gurley. I said that Todd Gurley was washed before the season started, and if you look at the way it's playing out, I wasn't wrong. People could say, oh, it's just because his usage rate is down. All right, fair enough. Let's take a look. 2 years ago, 4.7 yards per carry. Last year, 4.9 yards per carry. This year, 4.1. 2 years ago, 12.3 yards per catch. Last year, 9.8 yards per catch. This year, 6.5. On pace to have 2 touchdowns receiving and about 11 rushing. Last year, he had 17. Compared to where... Oh, yeah, by the way, last year, he also had 0 fumbles. This year, he has 3. So, just in terms of him being an elite player, I think that Todd Gurley is washed.
The Philip Rivers numbers, Kevin, he had, in the last 2 games, he's had a 57.5 rating and a 49.6 rating. He had a 108.3 against the Packers, so that's pretty good. He had 7 interceptions in the last 2 games. He's got 14. Yeah. He's got 14 on the season.
Do I need to remind you? Hold on. No. Let's go to cut 6, and Philip Rivers will easily explain to you the problem, Corey.
It's a football game. It's a football game. I mean,
good point.
If you could just pick and choose and never throw them ever, I'd choose to throw 0. So certainly don't want to throw them, but certainly I know it's hurting us right now. So obviously need to cut them out.
Yes. Checkmate. Do I need to play the beginning? Play that beginning 2 seconds.
It's a football game.
Yeah. What do you have to say now, Corey?
Yeah, Corey. This isn't hockey.
Well, I agree with you on that. This is the guy that's out there trying. He's trying not to throw interceptions. He's failing at it miserably. So
why do you think that is?
Because he's old and not good anymore. Maybe
you think of any other reason it might be? Because it's a football game.
Oh,
Corey.
Okay. No, that wasn't
my
reason.
That was obvious.
It's a football game.
Yeah. Might be all those kids he's having, too.
I do think a lot of people, the kids thing, a lot of people do get into a lot of these answers that are coming in right now on guys that you think are washed. If you think a guy's season or career is completely washed, text it in 877-881-1053. You're probably saying that because you play fantasy football, too, and you drafted a guy that's not performing the way that he should be for you right now. Based on Deshaun Watson's performance last week, people are furious. He scored like 3 points for you.
Let's not pretend that the vast majority of football opinions don't directly equate to fantasy football. I realize that. I certainly do. From the 469, hot take, Goff and Wentz are both washed. Man, already?
Man, it's
Although,
very early.
Although I guess if Zeke gets thrown out there, they're all not too dissimilar in terms of age.
Regarding a running back, it becomes, if he looks like he's slowed down, there's no way to get that back, especially with the amount of tread that's been on a guy's legs already, right? Like with Zeke, you gave him all the carries. You wore him out. You drained him. And now you have to deal with it because you paid the guy. And so I think people they jump out on running backs a lot faster than they will anybody else, because somebody from the 817 said David Johnson. Is that
Ryan or Roethlisberger?
Did he say a Roethlisberger?
Or Ryan?
Ryan
or
Roethlisberger. Who's more overrated?
Okay.
Ryan or Roethlisberger.
I'm sorry. I thought Sean Sharif was telling me about a new hybrid quarterback called Brian or Roethlisberger.
From the 830, Dak is washed. Come on. That's a bit.
What?
You're pulling a bit at this
Funny.
Point. From the 469, Patrick Peterson. How many of you guys would trade a one for Patrick Peterson right now?
No.
Not anymore. But that's also because I'm saving up all my first-round draft picks to go trade for Jamal Adams. I feel like I've been really consistent about that.
But but Patrick Peterson, is he washed or is he still an elite talent on a bad team?
In terms of being an elite talent, and I think a lot of this is based on like where they used to be, I think he's washed in terms of being an elite talent. All right. From the 817, I want to talk about this for a second. Freaking Aaron Rodgers. Only two games worth a damn all season. That was a hot opinion that I threw out at the very beginning of the season. And the overall statistics haven't necessarily played out the way I hope they would, because he has 17 touchdowns and two interceptions and his team is pretty good. He like doesn't have the, it seems like he's not, doesn't have the capability to amass the yardage anymore, or maybe he's going 2014 Tony Romo and he's just playing smarter. Well, if that's the case, then I was definitely wrong about that.
Whoa. Did you hear that, Shippy?
It's a rarity.
I've never heard Kevin say that.
Is Luca washed too?
Oh, wow.
He just never was.
You and your hot opinion. Whoa!
Settle down.
The Aaron Rodgers that we're seeing right now, Kevin, I believe is an Aaron Rodgers that is saying, okay, coach, you want to do this? Let's see if it works. And his coach is like, dude, I have an offense laid out for you that's going to be very balanced. Maybe it's not going to give you all the statistics to go everywhere that you want to go, but I think it's a winning philosophy. And so far, they are winning, and that's what matters, right? Look, if we need to call upon you, if we need you to come be Superman and put that cape on, that's great. But I don't want to have Aaron Rodgers as the only thing on my team. I want everybody to have the talent. And plus, how am I supposed to add talent in the offseason whenever it comes to draft time if I don't know what else is good without you?
Now, Aaron Rodgers won the Super Bowl 9 years ago. In the meantime, he's been first-team All-Pro twice, second-team All-Pro once, and won two different MVPs. You know what he hasn't done in that whole time?
Won
another Super Bowl. So I absolutely believe that he would make that spot.
But he's also put up numbers in those times. Even if he didn't win All-Pro or whatever, he's been putting up numbers the whole time. It's just, the Super Bowl success isn't coming. And don't you want that feeling one more time? You're already a legitimate Hall of Famer.
Sure.
But one more time? That just seals where you stand in the Hall of Fame.
Exactly, and where you stand in all-time greatness rankings. So this is all obviously based off of Phillip Rivers. What other player in the NFL do you think is washed? A couple other cornerbacks here from the 817, Josh Norman, and from the 214, Richard Sherman. Yeah, Richard Sherman, I'm really going to enjoy the process of listening to him explain why he gets worse. Because, like, every player gets older.
Yeah.
You're probably going to get worse unless you magically play for the Astros or whatever. But he's getting worse, and he said, it's weird that I'm getting called for all these penalties at the same time I'm standing up for the players. And I'm kind of like, yeah, but maybe those penalties were warranted. So I can't wait to listen to him describe all the reasons that he's actually getting worse instead of like dealing with the truth.
AJ Green comes in from the 214.
That's a great one.
I just think he doesn't want to play for them. I think he's like, why would I do that? Why would I risk getting injured again?
Yeah, he said, I'll play for you if you recklessly extend my contract beyond where it should be. And they're like, well, we don't want to do that. And he goes, I don't want to play for you. So.
From the 469, Kevin is washed.
Do you guys think Post Malone has ever washed?
No. He looks like the dirtiest human being I've ever seen in my life.
That being said, how do you feel about his music?
Oh, his music's actually not bad.
I like his music a lot.
My son loves Post Malone, and I actually don't think he's not like Kendrick Lamar or Travis Scott, but he's pretty good. He's not even Juice WRLD, but he's still pretty good.
From the 714, Frank Gore is washed. You shut your mouth.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe your fingers even allowed you to text that in.
What is he, like the number five rusher or something like that?
Stop it, Shippy. There is no more irrelevant player in the history of this show that has caused more concern between Corey and myself than Frank Frank Gore.
I thought we were going to lose our friendship over it. That being said, we don't talk outside of work.
He's the number four rusher in NFL history, so can we put a little respect on his name?
No, I will put any respect on his name. You know how many times he's ever been All-Pro? Zero. He's never been viewed as the best. He just hangs around for a really long time.
From the 817, I met Post Malone. He smelled like cigarettes and Bud Light.
He's on a Bud Light can now.
It's not a bad... Actually, I think we may have some Post Malone autographed Budweiser bottles.
What?
For Peace-a-thon. Yeah, for Peace-a-thon.
Can I auction or whatever?
Yeah, no, I'm dead serious about this. You absolutely can.
Did you just say, can I auction?
Yeah, I did.
Tom Brady's washed up. I don't believe Tom Brady's washed up. I think he still gets by with his brain and a slowly dying arm.
He gets by the same way he always has, with a bunch of smoke and mirror, the best coach of all time, and media lapdoggery. That's the way he's always gotten by.
Is Cheeto already washed?
He never was. Sorry, at this point, you have to face it. Cheeto, as it stands now, is a never was. And he's a failure as a draft pick.
All the could have been. Yeah, because
that's what I think.
From the 817, Odell Beckham Jr. is finally washed. All that talent and doing nothing with it. And
is he a victim of AJ Green?
I think he's a victim of Kitchens.
Okay.
I think that because of Kitchens and like his inability to really, you know, have a good offensive scheme and everything ready for them to do what they do best. And maybe a little bit of Baker. Maybe that some of the problems that come along with Baker.
Oh, is this the problem for the 817? All running backs with more than three years in the league washed. Might be.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.